So our listener Alyssa witnessed something at work, at a work outing, between a couple of coworkers, turning it into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, first of all, absolutely love listening to you two in the morning.
Aw, thank you.
I feel like I know you personally, even though I've never met you in person. Actually, Kelly, I think I saw you and your hubby at the tracker room this week. I was going to go up and say something, but I chickened out, LOL.
Oh, that's cute.
Dang it. Next time, come say hi.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway, that's why I'm reaching out to you all. My work had an outing at the track. We had a suite, some food and drinks, had a great time.
Yes.
But I'm really having a hard time with something I witnessed.
Oh.
Two of my coworkers were all over each other, mm-hmm. hands, shoulder rubbing, hugs. They disappeared several times together. Now, I'm not a prude, and I too am guilty of a little work pen ink action.
I like that. You know what? She's like, hey, you know what? All things being fair.
Listen, I'm not calling the pot and the kettle black.
Right.
What, that kind of thing. But the guy, let's call him, quote, Brad.
Right.
Is married with kids.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure she, let's call her Maria, has a boyfriend too.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if anything happened after the track, but if either of their partners were there, they would not be happy. I've never noticed anything weird between the two of them at work. In fact, everything seemed very professional at work.
Mm.
But it was like a switch flipped, and they didn't care who may catch them.
Weird.
I'm good friends with Brad's wife. Oh, no. Are you getting little hints of justice for Brad's wife in your head?
Yes, holy cow, yes. Flashback.
And in fact, me and my boyfriend were planning on attending their annual derby party. Now, I don't know if I can even look Brad's wife in the face and smile, knowing what I know.
Mm.
I guess I'm asking if I should do anything. I feel guilty having witnessed all of this and will never unsee what I saw.
Oh.
Anybody else been in my shoes?
Mm.
Thanks and happy derby, LOL.
She's a ball of fun.
She is.
She's actually a ball of fun.
Listen,
I'm not going to call the
pot calling the kettle black.
Right,
yes.
Right. I've dabbled.
Right.
I've dabbled.
But
not in the same situation,
my
obviously.
My slate was clean as far as my home
right,
life.
Right, right, exactly. Danielle checks in. Where is the Coldplay camera when you need it? Yes,
yeah,
that
100%.
That concert.
Feels very Coldplay-ish.
Footage. Interesting.
Like very CEO,
so,
HR professional.
I feel like at, you know, there was a part of me that was like, okay, you know, don't worry about that. Don't get yourself muddled in all that. But then she's like, I'm friends with his wife.
Yeah.
That's the part
that's
that kind of gets a little bit tricky for me.
Does she work at Cracker Barrel?
Brad's wife, Cracker Barrel.
Justice for Brad's wife.
Justice
for Brad's wife. Who remembers it?
Oh,
you're a real
gosh.
OG if you do.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Have you ever been in a situation where you see a couple of coworkers doing things they shouldn't?
I mean, I think typically in this case,
yeah,
we're all like, you just gotta stand over to the side
and
watch it burn, because it's
then
probably
it's
gonna
like,
burn at some point, but you don't need to like toss the gasoline or the match.
But Brad's wife.
I know. Brad's
and
wife.
Especially if you are going to see her literally
at her
soon.
House.
Yes.
At the house, the
yes.
Derby party. I get why that's awkward.
Okay. 502-795-1997. Let's hear your take on it. We'll do that coming up. Alyssa witnessed Brad, not his real name, a coworker of hers, and Maria, another coworker of hers, get all canoodle.
They were canoodling at the
canoodling
track.
Canoodling at the track.
Work function apparently didn't seem to care what it looked like.
Yeah, exactly. So she's just like awkward because I know Brad's wife.
And I'm friends with Brad's wife.
And
I'm supposed to go to a derby party at their house.
I know.
And how can I now go and look her in the eye knowing what I just witnessed?
Lisa, as HR, she texts.
Yes.
Please don't bring this nonsense to us.
Oh, okay. All right. Listen,
she says
Lisa is always going to give us the hardcore truth when it comes to HR.
I mean, she says hopefully it was a one-off.
Uh-huh.
There's not an issue, but as a friend, a conversation needs to be had. Even if it's with Brad, he needs to know his behavior was noticed and it will not be tolerated.
Yes. Now, I did say that Chase had a personal story.
Mm, okay.
I was a little mistaken, but it started off a few years ago. I was director of catering. One of my areas was the red carpet at Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. I was perfect for the job because mm-hmm. I know very little celebrities, so getting starstruck wouldn't be an issue. Mm-hmm. The bar ran out of ice, so I ran to get some, came back to the tent, and all the celebrities I didn't know, I ran into literally the one that I did and immediately forgot how to speak and just stared at her before offering her ice. It was Jennifer Nettles. She was very nice about the situation and laughed. Dang near knocked her down, though. Okay, Chase.
He got a little confused.
Yeah. He thought that we were talking about like embarrassing celebrity stories. Was a little bit late on that. He's like, oh, you know, my bad. And I said, listen, this would be more relevant if you made out with Jennifer Nettles.
Right.
And he said, well, she's about 6'4 in heels, so my head did touch her breast assist area.
Oh. Not right. Andrea sent us a voice note. Yes.
I've been on the other side where I was the spouse of this.
Oh.
I really wish that someone had told me about it, because I have also been on the Coldplay end of the whole situation.
Okay, referring to the fact that, like, seeing
that viral
publicly
story.
Yeah, yes. Publicly seeing someone with someone else.
Right.
Where my ex was found with his stuff posted all over the internet.
Ooh.
And I was the one left in the dark. I would hope she is a good enough friend to let me know, because I've been the spouse with no knowledge of anything. Love the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Julie says, yeah, part of me says stay out of it, but part of me says if it were me, I'd want to know if my mm-hmm. husband was cheating. Mm-hmm. However, you'd better have some solid proof, because cheating is a huge accusation. Allison said on Facebook, and I noticed you called Brad's wife a close friend, but only referred to Brad as a coworker.
Right.
Sounds like your friendship with his wife is more special to you.
Right.
So that's who I would have an instinct to protect.
Interesting.
I'd tell her.
All right.
But yeah, there's several others who are just saying, not your circus, not your monkey, stay out of it. This is
always a tough one. We've dealt with these sorts of things on group therapy before, and it's never a clear cut, this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do.
Right. She saw, like, inappropriate touching, maybe.
Yeah.
But then, like, they disappeared together. But
yeah, so she didn't see like, kissing or anything
sesh.
Like that. She just heard, she just saw, like, little, like, shoulder rubs.
Right.
What did she say? She said, like, shoulder rubbing, hugs.
Yes.
Hands.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, touching of hands and things like that.
So do we take a passive-aggressive approach? Because you know how I like that.
I know.
And you go to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the derby party, and just be like, oh, so is Maria coming
gonna be
to
here?
Your derby party? And
yeah,
just see reaction. It's almost like a little like,
I'm
asking that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, I saw you guys were having
chummy?
A good time.
You were chummy. Yeah. I saw you guys were chummy.
Chummy.
At the track. So is Maria coming?
Yeah.
Is she bringing her boyfriend? Her wife?
Yeah.
Do we say things
true.
Like that?
You could. You could.
And then just see how he reacts. Maybe.
I do feel
Shelby's
weird.
Like, tell her.
Yeah,
tell
I was
going
to say, I feel like you almost have to say, maybe pull the wife aside. And this is probably the worst advice ever, but pull the wife aside and just say, hey, I would just watch out between like this
watch
chick.
Watch how that might come
Maria.
Off. Yes.
Maria is someone I just saw kind of like close.
The optics of that.
Didn't
look good.
I didn't, and you can even say, I didn't see anything that was crazy.
Right.
But I just want to give you a heads up.
Like that could be interpreted.
Maybe.
In a way.
All
Becca's
right.
like full send at the derby party. Tell Brad that you saw everything and his wife deserves to know.
All right.
Give him a heads up that he needs to talk to her within a week or you will.
Okay.
All
well,
right,
hey,
Becca.
Lots of avenues forward.
Yep.
All right. So good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know if anything happens this weekend.
Yes.
Like, can we follow up with you next week?
Get it on video.
Okay. Get it on video. Yeah. Let's just fully embrace the.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, all right. We'll follow up, see if you have an update for us next week on 99.7 EJX. Next.